It's one of the few truly great basketball venues left in the Hoosier State. Known as the Palace of Southeastern Indiana, Tyson Auditorium in Versailles, home to hundreds of basketball games after it opened in 1950, will host its last this Friday night. And it's sad because Tyson is one of the few places Indiana basketball fans can go and literally step back in time. The wooden bleachers are the same that have been there since the beginning. The 500-watt gas bulbs still light up the original floor to a deep champagne color, complete with a glossy finish. The scorer's table and press boxes are those that were handcrafted when it opened. And has all the little quirks, too. Small sidelines that coaches over the years have had to patrol during the games. A dead floor, not spring-loaded like many modern basketball gyms have. Even the sardine can locker rooms that harken back to the good old days of Indiana high school hoops. Built in 1950 for a staggering $178,000, the exterior is garnished with limestone and cream glazed brick. The building was largely funded by the Tyson Fund, named after the palace's namesake, James H. Tyson, who was one of the original founders of the Walgreens drugstore chain. It was christened with an exciting game between Milan and Versailles High School, which Milan won. Tyson is perhaps best known as being the home court of the legendary 1954 state champion Milan Indians, who were the real-life team on which the Academy Award-winning movie Hoosiers was based on. Though Tyson is known now as one of the smaller gyms in the state with seating for only 2,200, it was actually considered massive in its heyday and was used to host basketball regional tournaments. The Indians played all their games in 53 and 54 at what was then a relatively brand new auditorium because their own home venue couldn't contain the massive crowds who came to see Coach Marvin Wood's team. Milan star Bobby Plump, who hit that famous last-second shot against Muncie Central to win the state title that year, recalls his playing days at Tyson.
It was a palace at the time it was built. Compared with the rest of the gyms in Ripley County, it was such a wide-open venue, large. I forget how many it seated. It seemed like a lot. The rest of the floors in Ripley County that we played on, I don't think we're regulation.
Most floors in the area at the time were smaller, but Plump remembers how grand Tyson seemed.
Next to Hinkle Fieldhouse, I mean, we dreamed of playing up there. Didn't think we ever would, but it was a great place to play.
Though Milan did play many games at Tyson, it was actually the home floor of the Versailles Lions, who later became the South Ripley Raiders after several smaller schools consolidated in 1966. Perhaps better than anyone else, former Versailles and South Ripley coach Gus Moorhead knows the historic gymnasium. He won 253 games and a bid to the Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame while coaching there.
It was so good to me, you know. My team's won a lot of games over there. Full board advantage, I guess you'd say, but I love coaching in there.
Even before being named coach, Moorhead recalled how he felt about the place as a player with Hanover College.
Boy, Shaver slacked us. Really? He really put it on. And I remember being at gym, I did Jacon Collier said, boy, that would be a nice to play to coach here at a gym like his. And about 6 weeks later, I got the job up here.
From that point on, the old gym seemed to become his home away from home.
Played over there. Some nights it seemed like you'd go to a game every night over there. Some team would be playing in there. I'd just stay over there and know. Back to have my practice, come home, eat my supper, and go back and scout somebody. Didn't even have to leave town to scout, you know. Yep. They all played over there.
Moorhead says he feels like he's losing a part of himself when the old gym will close its doors. Property owner and senior housing business Lifetime Resources has not yet decided if Tyson will remain standing or meet the wrecking ball to make way for apartments. Either way, the last game there in late February with ice and snow on the ground will draw a crowd as big as the place has ever seen. Old coaches, players, and fans will gather to give it one last send-off. The game tonight between old rivals Jack Sendell and South Ripley will be the last footnote in the long, legendary, and storied history of Tyson Auditorium.